So any other milk is so second class. In particular, missing docosahexaenoic acid, which, as we all know, is a nutrient critical to the development and the maintenance of healthy brain tissue. Okay? So if that be the case, and the formulas, most American formulas, have not contained this. Very recently, they've begun to add this. The European formulas have had this for years. So this is one issue. But the other issue is there's a lot of other chemicals. And we know these non-live source compounds damage the DNA. So this kid right out of the box is going to have DNA damage. That doesn't sound like a good deal to me.
Right.
And then if these children are also immune challenged by vaccination, wow, that's a 1-2 punch that I think is quite dangerous. I don't recommend it. So you have a particular question. If the woman is unable to find a wet nurse, unable to breastfeed, now why can't this woman breastfeed? Is it not her child? Is she adopting? What's the problem?
Yeah, she's adopted.
Okay. Well, you may be able to visit a medical doctor and have them stimulate the pituitary so that prolactin could increase. And if that were the case, you might be able to have her breastfeed her own child. I've certainly seen this in many cases before. So that would, of course, be the most wonderful thing because it would give a great relationship between the adopting mother and the child. If all this is impossible, okay, we can make a formula. But, you know, you can hear how excited I am because we're talking second-class nutrition. And that's not my idea of this broadcast.
Right.
So what should be done so that people understand how to do these things? Your best bet is to contact a group in Long Beach, California called La Leche. These guys have been doing this for more than 50 years. They're the best of the best. And they have all kinds of little tricks like the German nipple for the bottle so you don't elongate the jaw and mouth of the child with the crummy American nipples. And just so much more to learn. But I would certainly be seeking help to breastfeed this child herself. If she's a young, healthy woman, go for it because there'll be nothing equivalent. Now, you got my guidelines. And you can see how excited I am about them, right?
Yeah.
There's so many compounds in breast milk. There's the eighth and most elusive sugar, N-acetylneuraminic acid. There's so many compounds. Can we get this out of colostrum? Yes, we can get a little bit. There's DHA. There's a breakdown of amino acids different than you get in any other milk. It's just not the same dance. It's not even close, okay?
Okay.
Well, thanks for your call, and I hope I left you with at least a little conviction that she should be as resourceful as she can to produce milk, human milk, for this baby, okay?
And what was the name of that place in California you said?
La Leche, L-A-L-E-C-H-E, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye, bye.
Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. Let's go right back to the phones and pick up Barbara in Sacramento. She wants to know how she has the healthiest brain function. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And how old a woman are you?
I'm 79.
Okay. And when did you first think that your brain wasn't working just as good as you might like it?
I noticed it especially in January of 2007.
Okay, good. And how much do you weigh?
I weigh 128.
Okay, good. Well, obviously, you can pretty well tell that most Americans are eating highly cooked food, if not all of us. And, of course, we were engineered for raw food. As a result, the first thing that pretty well gives way is our digestion. So the first thing we need to do in order to stop starving to death and be able to get the nutrition from our food is to get on digestants. So first of all, Quantum Digest. And at your body weight and age, I would use 2 Quantum Digest, and that's at the start of the meal, okay?
Okay.
And then at the end of the meal, I'm going to use about 4 HCL and 2 Activator. Now you're digesting your food again. So the brain can get nutrition from the food instead of being starved to death. Okay? So we can shift to a real healthy brain function. The next thing I'd like to do is give it B vitamins. When we don't digest our food, our own B vitamin factory starts to get in trouble because the rotting food disrupts the healthy good bacteria in the small intestine, and suddenly we don't have ideal amounts of the Bs. So I would recommend you get Max Stress B. I'd start at a quarter of a teaspoon, and each day I'd increase it a little bit. You can start at a quarter teaspoon, and my goal would be to take you to 2 teaspoons per day. And I think when you get there, you will see that there's a whole change in the brain function, because it's such a powerhouse of support for liver detox, for brain, and actually even for the production of adrenaline, because B6, B2, PABA, and acetyl coenzyme A and coenzyme A in the Max Stress B are essential components for the body to make adrenaline. So it can support the production of healthy adrenaline and support the production of all the healthy hormones from the brain and the liver. So I think these couple of steps can make a huge difference, but we can take it a step further, and you can go on something called Brain Complex. And at your body weight, I'd probably use about 2 per meal. And one last thing, and that would be DHLA, which will work with the B. The DHLA, though, I would take 2 teaspoons. You could start right out of the box taking that. So the B and the DHLA would be mixed in maybe 16 ounces of water, and you would sip this after breakfast. And when the DHLA is in it, the DHLA will clear from your blood in about 40 minutes. So we want to sip it from maybe after breakfast to maybe 4 or 5 o'clock. Okay?
Okay, so then, kind of sip throughout the day.
Correct. Then you get the maximum benefit.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And once you try these, and give me a buzz, and if you don't feel this is really giving you the best brain function, then call the order line, get a QRA practitioner. Don't play around with this, so you can enjoy your very best health. All right?
Well, that's what I'd like to do.
Okay. I hear you. And I think you'll be amazed at what these things can do. If they're not enough muscle, you get a QRA practitioner. They'll go through the whole body. They don't have to guess. They can also find out if you've had a blow or trauma that may be affecting the brain. They can find that out as well.
All right. And thank you so much, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome.
Bye. Goodbye.
Now. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. We're taking your nutrition and health-related calls. You can reach me toll-free, 800-370-3447. And don't forget, today we've got brain health on our mind. So we've got our brain complex, the ultimate brain support. It's because this guy most closely matches the ideal cell resonance for healthy brain. Never been a product like that on the planet before. 21st century nutrition. It incorporates the great discoveries of Dr. Fritz Popp, quantum physicist, who has actually measured these ideal cell resonant frequencies so we can match them. And of course, right along with that is the critical nutrition, the fatty acid nutrition, our quantum DHA from microalgae, which delivers the docosahexaenoic acid, so critical during the brain's growth, development, and maintenance. If this guy isn't there, the body's using linoleic acid, and boy, are you in trouble. So I think this is a wonderful little guy to take some to support the best health for the brain, best function for the brain. And then, of course, we have our ultimate superfood for the brain, our blue-green power. Wow, this guy has demonstrated the genesis effect, 98% assimilable, a complete raw food, no digestion required on your part. Every one of these are 25% off. Just give a buzz to the order line, and you got about 45 minutes or so. So don't miss out on these. 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. Let's go to Cheryl in Kansas City, and she's got some severe belching. Are you there, Cheryl?
Yes, I am.
And how old a woman are you?
I'm 49. It comes from nerves, from swallowing issues, and I clear my throat over and over and over as I'm trying to eat. And I wake up in the middle of the night feeling like I can't breathe. After I belch, I'm okay. And I wake up like 2 or 3 times a night. I mean, just I sleep maybe 2 or 3 hours and wake up. And
not good.
No. When I have to lean over the sink. If I'm belching so bad, I can't breathe. I have to lean over the sink to press the air out. It's so bad.
Okay. And how much do you weigh?
Oh, I don't weigh myself anymore. I'm expect around 140.
All right. Well, the belching and the burping, these are warnings that you don't have the best gallbladder function. So we want to support the liver and the gallbladder to get that back to track as fast as possible. And so here, the best and simplest thing to do is you go on something called gallbladder nano detox, and at your body weight and age, about 3 teaspoons gallbladder nano, and you're going to do that for 16 weeks. You mix it into about 16 to 24 ounces of water, and you sip it after breakfast, so you're done by 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.